This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happily paired with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television, and the highlights of this year's Talkers Convention, which is going on this weekend in New York as well. We'll get to that after Michael does what he's really supposed to do. That's why he's here. It is the 10 most listened to discussion topics on talk radio, news talk radio, and the people. So on that list, we have your attention, your focus, and your expertise, Michael. So
here I am. Okay. We're looking back at the week of June 4th through 8th, 2018, and the stories that dominated conversation on news talk stations such as the one that the folks are listening to us on now. At number 10, we have those NBA finals, and we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the Samantha Bee flap. At number 8, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 7, Trump uninvites Eagles. At number 6, the G7 summit. At number 5, the Tuesday primaries. At number 4, the Bill Clinton interview. At number 3, U.S.-North Korea summit. At number 2, the Clinton probe criticism. And number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation. On our people survey, at number 10, we have the master of the court, LeBron James, the king of basketball. At number 9, Samantha Bee. At number 8, Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. At number 7, Hillary Clinton. At number 6, Kim Jong-un. Number 5, Rudy Giuliani. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, James Comey. Number 2, Robert Mueller. And number 1, Donald Trump.
All right. So of the stories, the news talk stories this week on the chart, which of the 10 appeals to you most? Which one, when you look at that list, do you think, wow, I really was into that this week?
I'm into all of them, so it's hard to say, because some of them are not as important as others in terms of the course of humanity. But I think that the U.S.-North Korea summit is probably the most important. I find the Bill Clinton interview very provocative. I find it very interesting seeing him as a man in his 70s, stewing in his juices, and not quite the same person we used to see in terms of glibness and wisdom in handling himself.
Yeah.
He don't look that good in terms of his personality.
Yeah.
Did you agree?
Well, I think it's interesting. I'm looking at the list, and Trump's on the list twice, and the Clintons are on the list twice. I'm thinking, are we moving ahead? We are backwards? We're standing still? Where are we here with all of this?
Well, the Clintons are a major, major political force. They have been for years. I mean, look at them. History is going to look back at the Clintons as a major American political dynasty, and it isn't over yet. They're still out there with influence. They're still out there making news, and they have a daughter who is not a lightweight. She's going to be around for a while.
She'll be running for Congress pretty soon.
I think so, and I would never count Hillary out. I think that Hillary has, whether you like her or not, what willpower this woman has to get what she wants.
Let's talk about thoughts, the philosophy you and I have found in recent years. We've known each other for a long, long time. And we have found out things about each other recently in terms of our spiritual values, how we think about things, motivation, the mind-body connection, all that sort of thing. And we've talked about things like thoughts and how they are things. And I believe the Clintons are a fabulous example of how thoughts become things. These people set a goal when they were in college. Hillary Clinton was interviewed by the student newspaper when they were in undergrad school, and in it there is a reference to her boyfriend, Bill, who will one day be president of the United States. She said that when she was 19 years old about him, and look. This is all about you project, you work at it, you stick to it. It's one of the great examples, Michael, of people deciding they wanted to do something, and they got it done.
Yeah, it's called actualization. You think about it, you picture it, and you actually actualize it.
Yep.
And look, even Donald Trump, he wanted to be the most famous person in the world. That was what he wanted. I think if you were to sum up all of his desires going back to his early days as a budding real estate executive, entrepreneur, mogul, he just wanted to be famous. He wanted to be famous more than he wanted to be rich. And he wanted to be rich. So he became rich and famous. And that's what he did. He pulled it off. Some people stumble into their fate. They never thought about it in a million years. Others calculate it, they strategize it, and they become obsessed with it to the point that they become a force to be reckoned with, especially if they are evil, such as Adolf Hitler, who obsessed on running the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's good and bad to this. The power of intention is also another way of referring to it. When you intend, you set your heart or your mind on something, and you work for or toward it. And so I think the Clintons, again, are a great example, and Trump, both of them are. Interesting how, and even you can go to Barack Obama. I'm thinking about presidents and what I know about them, having studied them. Barack Obama, early on, when he was a community organizer in his teens, right out of college, he said, I'm going to be president someday. And he went on. He was the youngest senator ever elected from Illinois. And after one term, he became the president. Now, you don't think that requires focus?
Barack Obama knew when he was born that he was going to be president. That's why he planted that item in the Honolulu newspaper saying he was born there. I mean, you know, geez. I mean, I am kidding, folks. Just kidding.
I forgot about that. Doggone it. I forgot about that story. Yeah. It's just very interesting to see what it is. When you look at the names that are on the list this week, LeBron James, what do you think he thought of growing up in the projects in Cleveland? A kid who was tall and lanky, and he started playing basketball when he was about six. And when he graduated from high school, he became an NBA star.
Yep.
Now, perhaps the best basketball player in any in the league, isn't he?
He's certainly one of, if not the best basketball players of all time. And without getting into a whole thing about his basketball skills, I will say that this fits into the conversation that you raised. He is a man of iron will.
Yep.
And for the last 8 or 9 years, teams he has been on have made it to the finals. That means that's like the Super Bowl of the World Series. He did it with the Heat. He did it with the Cavs. He is a force of nature, and his skill is great. His skill is indeed great, but there's something extra going on with LeBron James. He has enormous willpower, and he's carried the teams that he plays with on his shoulders. Mm. And I think that's the case this year with this particular edition of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right. And the NBA Finals, number 10 on our list of stories, as Michael enumerated a few minutes ago. And because the Talkers Convention is this weekend, if you want to see what's going on, you can go online to talkers.com and see who's going to be there, what the discussion topics are.
Can watch the whole convention, on the day that it takes place.
Right. All right. So, and you're going to replay it, too, on Talkers TV, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. So, under the circumstances, the list of the Heavy 100 is out. Talkers publishes that just for the convention each year. And instead of Rush Limbaugh being number one, which has been the case for pretty much every year since this thing...
Every year but one. And it's funny, I forgot that, and I was interviewed, and I said, no one has ever been number one but Rush until this year, and the reporter told me I was wrong. And I said, oh my gosh, you're right, 2006. Howard Stern was number one in 2006, the year that he really made serious a force of the industry. But Rush has dominated most of the years, 24 years, I think.
But he doesn't. And it's not to take away from him and his listeners, but he doesn't, as Sean now is number one on the list, and he's part of the convention. He's a guy that everybody has watched, and we talked about him here before, but I wanted to put with that story the power of intention, the stuff that we were talking about, how this, he's 55 now, but I remember when he was a kid. You remember him when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And he was, I think I said to you once, but the first time we talked, I said, what do you think of this kid Hannity? And because he was calling us and trying to find out how to do it better, and
he's a guy with willpower. He's a guy
exactly.
With,
that's my point.
I don't think his story is over either.
I predicted
about 12 years ago that Sean Hannity could become president. Uh-huh. I guess I didn't predict he'd be president. I predicted he could be president. So that's not really a prediction. Yeah. And I still believe that he could be a vice president of the United States someday.
I think he'll. Run for all. I think he's God love the kid. He's made plenty of dough. He could. I think he told me once, and I can't remember when it was, but it wasn't that long ago. His kids are in school in Long. I think he lives on Long Island, doesn't he?
He lives on Long Island. Yeah, very quiet life, very private life, and he's a family
man.
He's
very good with his kids, hockey, soccer, all that. Yeah. That's what he spends his time doing. So when they're out of school, I think his intention was to move to Florida, run for the Senate. Yeah, that'd be good. A guy like that running in New York would have a hard time, but Florida wouldn't have a hard time at all.
Well, it all depends on what happens. He right now is more powerful where he is than if he were in the Senate.
Bedtime stories with the president every night.
Yeah. He's in a very good position. When we finally made the change on the top of the heavy 100 list, that was like Roger Maris breaking Babe Ruth's record. Remember, a lot of people hated Roger Maris just because he tarnished the glorious history of baseball that would always have Babe Ruth as the top guy, the Sultan of SWAT. And a lot of people feel that way about Rush. But we live in the here and now at Talkers, and the Heavy 100 is a snapshot of this year. It's not for the whole history of the world. It's just for this year. And we would be wrong if we did not acknowledge that Sean Hannity is at this moment the most important radio talk show host in America.
Radio personality, right. Speaking of being on the radio, I've been on the radio for a long time. I've always had a good smile, and I've kept it for the last 5 or 6 years because of Power Swabs. Power Swabs will work on your teeth to whiten them up in 5 minutes. Here's the way to order. 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. It's one more time, 208-1797, 800-208-1797. And if you mention Doug Stephan, you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs.
Love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat, and your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a 4-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Right now, people everywhere are searching millions of used cars to find great deals. Can you hear them? Yep, sounds like they're going to Carfax.com. After all, it's the best place to find great deals on used cars. Millions of users can't be wrong. They know that only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search and make sure you're seeing all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the air every weekend as we have been for 25 years, 52 weeks a year this program is on. We take our business seriously because it is serious business. You can visit talkers.com, find out what's going on in the business of talk radio, what the countdown, the various stories are, what's going on with some of your favorite hosts, that sort of thing. There are lots of, it's a very exciting business. I count myself very, I'm very thankful. I count myself to be very lucky to be a part of this in an era when there is much to be said, but yet it doesn't have to be the same old, same old. That's one of the things that in the discussion world of what's going on at the convention, there are people who are trying to always figure out, Michael, what's next? Yeah. What do we do to keep the momentum going? Because News Talk is the number one listened to format. That's what we celebrate at the Talkers Convention.
News talk and sports talk really are keeping all of radio alive. Music radio, if it didn't have the talk element, if radio were just music formats doing it the way music radio is programmed, radio would be far less important in our society than it is here in 2018. If it weren't for talk, but not just news talk, sports talk, all those talky jocks in the morning on music stations that find they get better ratings when they don't play music, and then you have marvelous programming on public radio. Got to really tip our hat to those folks.
Yeah, doing a great job.
They do a great job. And the other thing that's exciting about being in this kind of business at this point in time is the technology has made it so much easier to do it. Remote broadcasting. You can broadcast from your home. You can broadcast on your phone. You can broadcast from anywhere in the world. We have instantaneous communications. You can broadcast on many different platforms. We're not as regulated by the FCC as we used to be because of non-regulated channels that we could be on. It really is a great time to be in this business. The only problem with being in this business compared to the old days is it's a little bit tougher to make money. And that's the only issue, But that's a transitional thing when you go from one business paradigm to another, and that's happening not just in radio, it's happening all across the country.
But radio is a spectrum of what's going on in the country. We see big companies. Look at this past week, one of the big stories on my American Family Farmer show, which you can get, you can listen to at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, was a focus on Bayer, which is the company that made the gases that were used to kill the Jews during the Nazi era. Mm-hmm. They have become one of the most powerful corporations in the world. Mm-hmm. They make mostly armaments, gas, stuff. I mean, you buy Bayer aspirin, but that's not their main product. They bought out Monsanto. In America, no longer will it be known as Monsanto. It'll be known as Bayer Chemical. And the things that people are talking about with regard to that and how it affects our food supply. I mean, I think there's a great conversation there. One of the things that may be a sidebar to the top 10, but you know, the reason I bring it up is because those corporations, the people at the top get paid so well, and then the people down that are doing the work don't get paid so well. And that's come around in radio as well. We just see the two bankrupt companies, big companies that are bankrupt. The leaders of both of them just got $1 million, $5-10 million bonuses, when the people that are actually doing the work, that are running the stations, get paid less and less all the time.
Yeah, that's a problem in our society. The higher ups are making the money, and the working people are not.
So how does that get evaluated? How does that get straightened out? How does that get changed? Does it need to be, or does it just become conversation?
Oh, it needs to be. It's a dangerous thing. And I think we have to take a break, but I'll talk about that on the other side.
All right, we'll do that. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me, Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? You drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJB show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Celebrity chef and writer and globe-trekking TV personality Anthony Bourdain is dead at 61, CNN reporting that the Emmy-winning host of its Parts Unknown program was found dead in a French hotel room of an apparent suicide. He spoke about the lifespan of chefs during a 2013 interview.
Cooking is hard. It's really hard. It breaks you down. Chefs used to, lifespan used to be into the 30s, was 37 years old. It is now about 57. Why do we demand or insist or expect chefs to die behind the stove, broken-ass, flat-footed, varicose veined at 57? Why do we hold chefs to a higher standard than Keith Richards or Iggy or anyone else who's incredibly cool and changed the world?
Again, Anthony Bourdain was 61, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey, so why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey, because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey, and because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey,
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey, Hotels.com, you do you and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Returning to the second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. So you said you wanted to talk a little bit more.
Well, you brought up something very provocative. You know, if the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer and the middle class is getting squeezed out of the equation, that is not business as usual. That's a road to disaster. And we do have that happening in America. It's happening in the world. And how do we rectify it? We rectify it by increasing public awareness of it. We rectify it by political pressure. We rectify it by understanding the consequences of the syndrome and not get caught up in left versus right politics, but rather in finding solutions. But the road to hell is paved with that particular philosophy that the rich deserve everything and the poor, you know, let them eat cake.
I've come to a fork in the road here. The problem is it's gradient. All of these things are, there's a gradient level. You will never, ever hear me discount people who have started businesses, become very wealthy because they had an idea, they were able to stick with
the idea. I'm not talking about those people. I'm not talking about those people.
Well, but a lot of people are. I'm not saying you are.
Yeah, no.
There are a lot of people who lump those folks who have money. They have money. I don't. I should have it. Why do they have it?
No. That's an extreme socialistic point of view. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a middle of the road balance between the left and the right, which is what you need to make capitalism work.
Yep.
Capitalism without some type of ethic, without some type of pride, without some type of social conscience, and without a government and a judiciary and a Congress and a president that's aware that the playing field has to be equal. You cannot have the forces that own politics, the forces of special interests, having the government operate only on behalf of special interests to the disadvantage of the average person, so that the playing field is set up in a way that the average person can get a job, make a decent wage, or start a business and have a chance to become a Bill Gates down the road.
Well, Bill Gates did something this week that was very weird. If you didn't hear about it, there's a book out that is about trying. It's an e-book, actually, aimed at young people, giving them hope for the future, how to do well. I forget the exact title of the book, but what he did was make it available. It's a $15 book, and he's made it available free to every single college graduate in the country. Every single one. He didn't write the book, so he has to pay the royalties, but he's giving it to people because he wants people to feel good about growing up in America, going to school in America, what the possibilities are for somebody like him. He never even finished college. As a matter of fact, most of the wealthiest people that you hear about or read about did not finish college. Did you know that? Warren Buffett never got a college degree.
I don't know, you know, what the where the boundary is when you say most of the wealthy people you read about.
I don't know if I have that. But many, let's put it that way. Many people who are extremely well off, who have done very well, have not finish their formal education.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't get me started on the faults of colleges and universities.
Oh, go ahead.
I think colleges and universities have got to change their entire philosophy and their entire structure over the next 50 years, or they're going to wind up in the trash heap of history. I don't think that they are serving their students well. I don't think they're serving our society well. I think the whole concept of sending kids off to a campus for 4 years of summer camp activity, nonsense, frivolousness, bad habits.
And most of your
drinking.
Time not in class. You're supposed to be in class four classes a day, and people think, oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
You should be in class 10 hours a day, for God's sake.
Or consider it what it is, a part-time job, and get another job. And don't live there. If you want to go to a school someplace, the school should be like a business office. It should be like an office building,
it's
not
a
campus.
Your
job
is to get good grades.
Right.
And do something, especially if you're not paying for it.
You know,
if you are paying for it, maybe even better. Maybe you get better focused. I know that.
I agree. And the cost should be brought down as much as possible. And colleges have got to spend time concerned about educating their students as opposed to playing with donors and getting money.
If you want to go back, it's like being a politician. You spend all your time raising dough.
Right.
If you want to go back to the system and how there's this conspiratorial, this is where Alex Jones may have been right in terms of our educational system and what's happening in the old expression, dumbing down of America. Well, America is dumber in many instances. There are kids, if the parents see the opportunity and the child has hope, then often they're pushed. If the culture is right at home, then the child is going to amount to something as a student and as a human being. But oftentimes they don't have that incentive at home for any number of reasons. Inner city kids don't have fathers at home, mothers working, nobody's around, so what's their big deal? 16, out of school, let's go off and screw around, and who knows what happens with people like that. But the other institution that's becoming, well, actually almost irrelevant. In my mind, public school education has become in many ways for many students irrelevant. Doesn't speak to their needs. That's why kids are dropping out. Los Angeles has a 43% dropout rate. Good God, what does that say about their school system? At the age of 16, kids get out of school, 43% drop out of high school, and then who knows what they do. But the fact that we aren't serving, the same thing I think applies to the public school system, as you just said about universities and colleges, Michael. They're not doing their job.
No, they're not.
They're not preparing students for something other than just more school.
Yeah, well, again, we're in a different era, and the educational sector, the people in the education business, the people in academia have got to get their act together and rewrite the book of learning.
So is the University Phoenix model the future?
I don't know, because the for-profit universities seem to be guilty of sins of greed and not necessarily being responsible to the students either. It's a different bag of worms, a different can of worms. I cannot say that that's the case. I am not saying anything bad about the University of Phoenix specifically.
No, I'm not asking you. People think that's the way to go, because you can do other things and still gives you a degree.
If, in fact, it's done ethically with high standards, with the purpose being pride in the degrees they give and a reputation that comes from people being recognized as being good at their fields and highly educated for having that degree. A school has to earn its reputation by the results of the success of its graduates. So time will tell.
Time is nigh, as they say. I want to spend a minute talking about how to be healthy, lose weight, the wellness way. This is the wellness way to lose weight. You've heard a lot, you do around the beginning of the year, go to the gym, get on this diet program, get Weight Watchers, whatever it is that's there, and then you give up. 94% of people, do you know that, Michael? 94% of people who go on a diet at the beginning of the year are off it before Valentine's Day. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com, special 10% offer. This is what happens. You buy three bottles, you get one free, and you get 10% off on the three bottles that you bought. So that's a pretty good deal. Check the box for DJV when you order this great weight loss program from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen going through the charts for the week of the 8th of June. Also the same week of the Talkers Countdown. Why did you and your staff dub it Full Speed Ahead? By the way, you'll be able to watch, as Michael said a few minutes ago, it's streamed on live video by live stream. You'll be able to see it at Talkers TV after the event. But this year, it's called Full Speed Ahead. Why is that?
That's because it is to convey optimism about the future if, in fact, you embrace it. If we were a ship at sea, you'd want to go full steam ahead, full speed ahead if you are on a current that's going forward. The current that we're all operating on right now, the river that we're all riding on, is really raging and moving forward at an amazing rate. You don't want to veer off course. This This is not a time to go backwards. This is not a time to swim against the tide. This is not a time to veer off or to be complacent. You got to keep moving forward right now. And if you do, you have a great chance of being successful. It's an optimistic salute to the future, and it's advice to everybody in what you're doing in this business of communications. The future is the target because it's coming at you real fast. Be prepared.
A lot of people from the world of talk, names that we all know, people who work behind the scenes will all be there. This is a fun time, good networking time. Talk media is something that garners a lot of attention in the news media because of what we're saying. As much as we attract attention with opinions and facts and clarifications, and it's just fun. And to sort of launch off of that, one of the things that you also do in your many tasks during the week is to conduct interviews, the new exclusive interviews called the Michael Harrison Interview, mhinterview.com. This week you have one of my favorites on, a guy who started at KABC in Los Angeles about 3 months before I did in 1993, and I know that you talked to him about growing up in South Central Los Angeles, went to Cleveland, was a lawyer, and then he, I think, if I remember correctly, he and Dennis Prager were friends. Don't I? Is that what
Dennis, Dennis Prager got Larry Elder, who you're talking about, into the business. Dennis Prager was his entree into being a talk show host. This is a remarkable conversation that
great
we have posted.
This guy's story.
Yes,
he's a great guy.
MHinterview.com. It's a remarkably candid conversation between open-minded white man, me, and a very, very determined, very opinionated, very brave black man.
Brave why?
Brave because he says things that are not politically correct within the black community.
He
faces tremendous criticism for being an Uncle Tom because he basically is a believer in clean up your own backyard before you go complaining about other people.
Right.
And he encourages black people to do what it takes to have equality and to excel in our society. He says that racism is exaggerated and that basically there's a civil rights industry,
else. It's an industry to make people make money off it. Look at some of the people who have. Look at you go ahead. I'm
basically, I mean, I can't even begin to explain how deep we go into this conversation. Every time Larry Elder is interviewed, it's either by a conservative who tells him how wonderful he is,
right,
or by a liberal who fights with him. Right. I did neither. I penetrated that impulse and went deeper into, well, so what do you mean? Like, so who are you talking to? I even asked him, why are you on radio that's basically listened to by white people, giving a message that you really should be out there talking to black people about? And
question. What is the answer to that?
His answer was, says it's a problem. And then he says, I do talk to black people, but not enough. If you're going to be telling white people that, hey, you're not a racist and it's black people's fault that they have a problem, well, I can understand why black people are upset about that.
You're right, Larry. Yay, Larry, yeah.
Yeah. Right. This is not a black and white issue, to use a pun. This is seriously complicated. It's a great interview. I'm proud of it. MHinterview.com. Please, folks, listen to it. It's good.
He's a very good talk show host. I've always liked his sense of humor. I've broken bread with him a lot, and he's a very, over the years, he says to me every time he sees me, you haven't changed a bit. And I look at him and I said, you haven't changed either. You got a couple more pounds on him, but that's about it. You listen to him, he sounds like the same guy that I listened to. I used to follow him on KBC, and he was really a good inspiration, but no ignorance there on his part.
Nah.
So mhinterview.com. You also can find it at talkers.com as well. We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Help
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Final segment of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. You know, I look at these stories list. Something, we veer away from this sometimes. Sometimes we stick pretty closely to it. I'm not intrigued by Robert Mueller. I'm curious as to what you think what's he looking for? What does he get out of all this? When you look at the money, see the people he's chased, and the people, more importantly, the people he hasn't chased, like Scott Pruitt, who may not be involved in, I mean, he's spread his tentacles out to be involved in things that are really not part of the electoral process, and so he stuck his nose into, I mean, Manafort, obviously, one of the names on the people list this week. Yeah, he was corrupt as the day is long, and he's going to jail. But you look at some of these other characters on here, and when I see Scott Pruitt and some of the stuff he's done, who's investigating him? He tried to explain this week his newest scandal, the misuse of his office to try to set up a business deal between his wife and somebody who sells chickens.
I can't keep up with the lists of misuse of power.
Yeah. You're trying to make a deal with a guy who runs Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's a chicken flicking mistake, I gotta tell you.
The chicken clucker is back.
Boy, he's clucked.
Yes, he is. Very clever, Mike. But anyway, Mueller in general, what's your read on him from before
and now? No read whatsoever. I haven't got a clue what makes this guy tick, and the proof is going to be in the pudding. pudding. When this thing is finally revealed, we'll know whether or not he did a good job or didn't do a good job, or whether he should have been charged with doing the job, whether there was a need for the job. I choose to wait until I see what the results are.
All right. Did the news media, and therefore the news talk media, do a good job with the story about the Eagles coming to the White House or not coming to the White House? Was that a news story or a pejorative piece to slap Trump around?
I think it was basically a small news story with a big agenda to slap Trump around. But I think that there's a lot of meaning to it. It's crazy. Even the unimportant stories that distract us from the important ones do give insights into what goes on behind the scenes and the character of the president. I just think that it should be offset by more stories about the policies and the results of the policies of the president. So the answer to your question is 75% of it bugs me as being biased. 25% of it is an interesting insight to how this guy operates.
Mm-hmm.
I just view things objectively. I'm sorry. I try not to get on the team of bringing down Trump or saving Trump. I see good and bad in this guy.
Do we think there is a double standard when it comes to, and do we talk about it enough? For example, the question has come up this week of Samantha Bee versus Roseanne, and what's been said, and the reason she wasn't fired is because she's not as important as Roseanne. Is that really true?
Yeah, I do. I don't think there's a double standard. I think both sides are seek victory and do everything they can to bring down anybody from the other side that they can possibly harpoon. In the case of Roseanne, she was a giant target. In the case of Samantha Bee, it's like, who? So I do think it's the size of the person's presence in our pop culture. I personally am not ready to believe that Roseanne actually thought that the woman she mocked is an African American. I think that Roseanne thought she was white. I personally believe that. I don't believe it. I believe it's possible. I believe Roseanne has not had a fair hearing in the media. And ABC can do whatever they want to do. No, because too many people think that Valerie Jarrett is white. What makes a white person and a black person, and I'm getting philosophical and I don't mean to, get silly here, but when we are politically intent on bringing somebody down, we don't give them the benefit that maybe they didn't mean it that way.
Mm. Well, it's
I'm not crazy about Roseanne Barr. I think she's kind of crude. I'm not a fan of hers.
I'm not a fan of hers.
But I don't want to see her crucified if, in fact, this particular crime against our sensibilities was not intentional.
All right. You know what? You missed the biggest. The countdown missed the biggest story of the week, though. Missed it completely.
The pardon?
IHOP is changing its name.
Who
didn't get that? IHOP. Who? The International House of Pancakes.
IHOP, what is that, some kind of music?
IHOP.
Is that a new electronic music?
IHOP, you hop, we all hop for IHOP, yes. IHOP, all right.
Hey, it's just pancakes to me.
That's right. Eggs and bacon to other people. Mm-hmm. All right, Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.